Joy Tactics.
Electronic, electronics, electrophonics, joy tactics.
Electronics, the electronics episode.
I don't even have anything to say. I just really
just
like
say it. Electronics.
Electronique.
That's
electronique.
Nice.
Did you not have anything to say because you were so blown away by what we the bisonicular
waves that you guys were throwing at me through? Get this, an electronic, a MacBook Pro, bro.
Everything in life is electronic. That's what I'm not even kidding about.
I know.
Think about this. And what's funny is saying, you can't think about this without electronics, because every impulse and every neuron is an electronic synaptic cleft.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Thoughts are electron.
Right.
I believe.
Because what is electronics? It's just, if you get down to it on the subatomic, and I know we go subatomic too often on this podcast, but I just can't help but go there right now.
Yeah, right.
I just can't help but do it. But everything at the subatomic level is energy. And what is energy? Energy is nothing. We are nothing. We exist in
Well, energy is force, but yes, go ahead.
Sorry. Thank you for correcting me.
We are the universe sucking on itself.
Right.
I shouldn't say that.
Well, I just want to quickly address the hubris of man, because, in the 1800s, Einstein's getting a little light bulb going in his shack. Nikola Tesla, the goat, is making electronic
That's
little
brain.
Waves, little shit going through the air like that. Whoa, we invented this. No, you didn't, bitch. You are harvesting a core piece of the nature of physics for your little toys, right? Yeah, we have MacBooks now. Yeah, we have AM, FM radios. Yeah, we have CPAPs and TVs. But these are basically novelties for nature, because nature's been rocking with electricity since day motherfucking zero. Yeah,
Big
they realize
bang.
They didn't say one. Right.
They should call the big bang, the big plug-in,
the big ass electronic
the big
bang.
God sparked that shit. He said, let it be lit. And I guess it was, that's not what.
Let it be lit. That's what Nate said at his birthday party when six people arrived.
That's what Nate said when the white Bacardi rum started flowing down his chest hair.
Blacked out off the Ciroc, saying that at 6 p.m.
Forcing people to do belly shots, broad daylight.
You just shaved like the smallest little perimeter around your belly button so people could do it.
The theme of your birthday party is God. You want to be God every birthday? That's like your one thing.
That is so fucking funny.
Thanks, man.
Email,
yeah,
like, you have to treat me like I am God, and I
respect me. Respect your authority.
That's how birthday should be.
Yeah.
You know, right. Birthday shouldn't be a celebration. It should be a worship.
Wow.
Person, you only get one day a year,
right?
And you want to celebrate this? No, worship me.
I have a question.
Get down on your fucking knees and pray to have a special prayer just for me on my birthday. That's all I ask for. I don't want a gift. I don't want any gifts.
He'll reveal.
Oh shit! Throw out that sock.
You know you gotta throw it out, dude. Stop playing, because we're too old to have holes in our socks. Like
my life changed when I started throwing out clothes that had holes in them. Sometimes I would be stubborn, and I would be like, you know what? I'm going to wear this shit out till the end, till I literally can't even put it on anymore.
Right.
All right. But now,
you know,
if there's
song?
A little blip, there's a little tiny hole, you're out.
Throw it out. Well,
all right.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that, but sometimes those holes will.
Oh.
What was that sound?
Did someone just. What was that?
I just said recording stop.
Jesus. Oh, check this out. While you're fixing that, where's this coming from?
Can't hear it.
Yeah, I can't hear it.
Took you adrift.
You'll hear it in the cut, but just.
What is going on right now?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're making a move.
I just want to be clear. We have Eric and I have no idea what's playing right now because
right. All we see you doing is ripping this the novelty stock.
Oh, shit. Yo.
Damn. You know, some people like it when you tease it like that. You're just taking it off a little bit at a time. Strip tease for the foot.
I don't do holes in my socks anymore, man.
Nice, bro. Thank you for listening to us.
Like that, Eric.
How would I what?
How would you know that people like that?
Based on my anthropological sexual studies that I've been conducting.
Anthroposexual? I forgot you have that organization where you've been
right
the Global South with your feet out.
Bro, I'm trying to dap up the Global South with as much money and influence as I can. We're getting that shit cooking.
You know what we need to do is build... this is an idea. You know how Trump wants to build a wall on the southern border?
Bruh, don't get me started, but yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah, well, I agree with that, except maybe we should build a second wall along the whole Mason and Dixon line to keep those bastards from the south up out my badussy. No. I'm sick of these people ruining the vibe. Because the northern half of the United States of America feels like a motherfucking bowl full of half weed, half Democratic riz. And the whole, it's just fucking all the way from San Fran up to Portland, Maine, from Portland to Portland.
Right.
Sea to shining sea.
It's just
on the northern tip.
Mm-hmm.
It's pure peace and love. No speeding tickets.
What's that? Crack. But what city does that line cut through in the United States? Where does it then become the South?